You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So it says here, yoga and stretching ease chronic back pain. I am stretching right now. Stretch. It's so true. Stretch. I can't do yoga. What's yoga? I gotta bring my leg up. Bring my leg up and just try to put my ankle behind my head. Oh man, I could do that in college. I can't do that now. You know, I think yoga and stretching is very good. Here's my problem with yoga. I don't have any balance. And true, if I did yoga, then maybe I would gain some balance. But not really for yoga. But stretching I could do. I could stretch. I think that's great. Massage, chiropractic. I love all that stuff for back. A lot of us are getting back pain. It's kind of getting cold. It's kind of getting damp. It's kind of getting humid. A lot of people. We were finally busy today. And it was sick and back pain and hip pain. And, you know, this is when everyone starts kind of feeling grumpy. And then I was grumpy because, you know, I had to pack and get ready for my trip. And, you know, I was, you know, take a lot of walk-ins because people were, you know, going, I got to see Dr. Dyer. Hurry, please. I don't want to see anybody else. I want to see Dr. Dyer. So, yeah, we were busy. But then I was achy. I was really achy. So right now, if you don't mind, I'm going to be doing some stretches. Some stretches, no yoga, though. This is a clean show here. I don't want you all to try to see me put my ankle up. But a lot to talk about. Apparently, a website has come up with the 25 worst internet passwords that we could be using. And I got to tell you, I think half of them I've used at one point or another. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a woman goes into a coma after having an allergic reaction to hair dye. Now, remember a young girl died a few weeks ago after dyeing her hair? Now we have another woman. We got to figure out what the heck is going on because some of us, present company excluded, of course, dye their hair. And then I want to talk about raw honey and how raw honey may kill MRSA. Plus, I also want to talk about some foodborne pathogens, which is pretty important to talk about, especially during the holidays. So as you can see, we've got a very meaty show. Very meaty, meaty show on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But of course, what's the most meaty are your medical questions. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're also taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. All right, now, sometimes when we're not live, on GCNlive.com, which is where you could get all my shows. We have our message line open where you could check your radio, guys. You're having radio problems where we could check your, we could listen to your message and answer it on air. So let's go to one of our, message line questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like I got to it. Let's must be laryngitis.
I just wanted to ask Dr. Dahlia, how do I clean my ears correctly? And I am from India, and this is a very important question. Thank you, and please call me back.
Okay, well, I can't call you back. On our message line, we play it on air. But from what I understand, you're asking about, and wow, you're calling from India. Thank you. See, they listen to me worldwide. Thanks to GCN. Genesis Communications rocks. Thank you. Okay, so what's the appropriate way to clean your ears? Very simple. Very simple. Okay, now it's warm water, little bit of soap, and warm water, and you start from the outside. I don't want to make all of you smell the back of your ear, but I'm sure it stinks. If you kind of wipe the back of your ear and then smell your fingers, a lot of times it's stinky. And we forget to wash behind the ears. Behind the ears is very, very important. But a lot of people also start getting a little fungus back there. And why? Because when you wash your hair, water seems to get back there and it doesn't get a chance to dry because your ears kind of enclose the fluid and the humidity next to the base of your skull. So it's very easy to hide moisture there, and then you get fungus. You gotta clean the back of your ears. So warm water, like a washcloth, warm, soapy. You gotta get between the creases. You gotta also wash the neck. A lot of people have dirty necks. Then, of course, after washing it out and adding more soap, you need to, clean around we call it the pinnae of the ear. That's where you have all the little kind of crevices and ridges and the rims. You got to clean the rib. Again, you're only doing it right now with a washcloth. Sometimes we allow you to use a cotton swab. If you want to use a cotton swab with some warm water, just around the edges. We do not want you to stick the cotton swab in your ear. You're not supposed to use cotton swabs or Q-tips inside the ear. I know many people do, but you're not supposed to. Another thing a lot of people forget to do is to clean their earrings and to clean the hole in their, or the holes that you get in your earlobe from the earrings. You need to clean those out. You need to press it front way and back way because the skin in between can get dirty. Alcohol, use a little bit of rubbing alcohol to also clean that too. And you need to clean off your earrings. How many of you are cleaning off your earring studs? Guys, girls? I bet you don't. You gotta do that. Because you could get infections. I haven't got an infection in 20 years, Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, well, the 21st year you could. And it's not safe. Getting an infection of the outside ear is very painful. Could even be deadly. So clean off your earrings. Take your earrings out. If you have studs, I'm sure it's going to be fine. Clean those off. And make sure you clean the outside of the ear and behind the ear. All right, great question, how to clean the ear. I think that's good. Yeah, a lot of people always ask me about the candles for earwax. I'm not a huge fan of ear candling. I think people will light the hair on fire, so I usually don't recommend it. I know my patients love it. They swear by it. They say that it works. But I like the old-fashioned way where we, kind of do the Roto-Rooter thing with you where we flush it out. At the car wash, I like to do that. So, we flush your ears out. I don't like to use hydrogen peroxide. Because of the hydrogen peroxide, if God forbid you have a tympanic membrane perforation or an opening in your eardrum, now you're getting hydrogen peroxide behind the ear, and hydrogen peroxide bubbles when it's near protein. It acts as a catalyst, and it makes water and oxygen, and it could be caustic to your internal tissues, which is connecting to the brain. So I don't like to use hydrogen peroxide. I was taught by an ENT early on not to do that. All right. See, we need the car wash bumper music. At the car wash. Whoa, well, we probably don't have that, but anyway, all right, guys, when we come back, the 25 worst internet passwords.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email is at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And if you want to bring Dr. Dahlia locally to your radio station, please call them up and tell them to add the Dr. Dahlia Show, and GCN or Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. These guys rock. We got Kyle working the dials. Now this guy doesn't rock. This is a worker from a West Toledo big boy. So we're talking Ohio. Did you hear about this? Where off duty, well, I don't want to say off duty, but it wasn't, it was supposed to be his day off. He comes into the big boy. Oh, I love Bob's big boy, but this is called Frisch's big boy. So I'm assuming it's the same. He went to the restaurant, removed 300 millimeter vials of a drug used to treat anemia in baby pigs called dextran. It's an iron supplement, but they inject it into pigs' muscles to correct iron deficiency after birth. I don't know how he got a hold of this, but he tried to dump it into a pot of coffee. And this is a fresh pot of coffee, and then give it to the consumers or the patrons at the restaurant. Now, one of the other workers who was like, "What the heck are you doing here?" saw this happen and, of course, stopped him. Could the dextran cause, an overdose of it? Yeah, that could hurt. Absolutely. An overdose of this iron could. Again, I don't know what his problem is. This was just a simple restaurant. It kind of brings back memories of what happened, a month or two ago at that IHOP up in Northern Nevada, where some guy just decides to come in and do a shooting rampage. And it's just, just freaky. You know, you think you're just in a simple neighborhood restaurant and eating comfortably, and some wacko comes in. You almost want to just, you know, always be on guard that everybody's a wacko. I mean, I hate to say that, but I mean, this was an off-duty worker coming in to spike the coffee with iron. What is he thinking? I don't know. But you know what? There's criminals and there's idiots all around, right? Now, Splash Data came up with the 25 most common internet passwords that get hacked. All right, and Fox News reports this, okay? But Splash Data gets the credit. They created the rankings based on millions of stolen passwords posted online by hackers. And here is a complete list of the 25 most common passwords. Number one, password. I have to admit, on a couple things I was lazy and I used that. I didn't care, but I've changed it since. Password, not the smartest password. The second one, 123456. See, the reason why people do that is because it's easy to remember. I can't stand it. I never remember my passwords because you have to have capital letters, you have to have numbers, you have to have lowercase. I never remember my password. Well, now I do. My password is uterus8. Uterus8. So don't tell anybody, but that's the password I came up with. Okay, another password that too many people use is 123456788. Yeah, that's not good. Another one is QWERTY. QWERTY. That I don't get. All right. On the 25th or on the 5th, number 5 of the 25 worst internet passwords, ABC123. ABC. Easiest 123. Yeah, ABC123. No. I know it's letters. I know it's numbers. But still, too easy. Too easy. All right, now monkey is another one. You can't use monkey. No, monkey, not good. Here's another password, 123456 7. No, not good. Let mean, L-E-T-M-E-I-N, let mean. That I don't get. Now, QWERTY, I just figured out. Kyle told me QWERTY are your letters on the upper keyboard, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. I didn't know that. Oh, pretty smart there. Okay, let mean, that I don't get. Trust no one, T-R-U-S-T-N-O-1. That's creative. Dragon, all right, baseball. Okay, now this password, I would have never known a hacker to figure this out. 111111. Okay. Oh, let me is let me in. Thank you, Kyle. Boy, Kyle's smart. They gotta have Kyle. Let me in. Okay, I love you. Not a good password. I love you. Master, not a good password. Sunshine, Ashley, Bailey, maybe girls' names. Password, except word has a zero in it. All right. Shadow. Here's another good one. 123123. Not a good password, people. How about this one? Okay, I'll get tricky then. 654321. People can figure that out. Superman. Okay, now this is another one I got to figure out. Oh, I think I figured it out. Kazwixxix. Q-A-Z-W-S-X. It's probably because of the letters. I'm looking at my keyboard. Q-A-Z-W-S-X are along the keyboards. Then Michael, and then football. I got to tell you guys, you know what? For passwords, uterus8, I think is great. I don't think anybody's heard of it yet. I don't think anybody figured out, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that you just said on your show. You think people listen to my show? Please, especially hackers, don't think I've better things to do. All right, got to be careful out there, guys. Got to be careful with these, you know, with these hackers. And, you know, like I just bought some extra stuff. We're kind of sprucing up the studio. I can't stand it. What's your password? What's your code? What's your, you know, credit card? I hate it. I don't trust computers. I never have. That's why I really can't stand electronic medical records being on computers. I can't stand it. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't trust computers. People are smart. If they can hack the CIA, if they can hack the Senate, they're going to hack doctor's offices. I don't trust it. I don't like it. But come up with you know what? I'm looking at some words that we could use for passwords. We're going to be now talking about food contamination, right? Because we're coming into holiday season. And some of these, botulinum, Botulinum 8. That's got to be a good one, because how many hackers can spell botulinum? All right, well, let's talk about the subject, and then we'll see if we can make up some more passwords. All right, so Fox News comes up with 6 steps to avoiding food contamination. They came up with this a while back, but what I like is the types of bacteria they list. Okay, top on the list, of course, is Salmonella. We've all been pretty familiar with Salmonella. With, remember, the eggs, we know you could get it from meat, fish, shellfish, milk, poultry. Usually it's fecal contamination, right, because Salmonella is in the intestinal tracts of humans and animals. So they walk near the food and they go, and then it gets on the food. And about 12 to 36 hours later, you could get fever, you could get rashes, diarrhea. Again, you got to cook your foods. You also got to be careful not to mix. If you're cutting up turkey or chicken and then you lay the vegetables on there, you need to clean it out. All right, Campylobacter, that also causes some pretty bad diarrhea, very similar to Salmonella. You get it in chicken, shellfish, mushrooms, raw milk. Again, you got to cook. And I think we talked about 165 degrees is kind of a round number. Depending on beef, depending on chicken or turkey, I like to think 165 degrees, you really can't go wrong. Staphylococcus. Now, staph, we're going to be talking about a little bit later with this raw honey. Staph, we've seen in a lot of kind of pussy infections and boils, et cetera. But the bacteria can also get on food, because people that have dirty hands and are kind of drippy, I'm sorry to gross you out, it gets on the food. And remember, this sucker grows in warm, moist temperatures. Now, here's the only problem. Sometimes cooking does not kill the toxins. You could have the bacteria, but you also have the toxins that these bacteria make. So, again, you have to make sure you have sanitary storage, make sure you have good food handling practices. You got to make sure your food handlers are wearing gloves, hair nets, and keep themselves clean. Perfringes. Perfringes, we call the cafeteria germ. Human and animal intestines, sewage and soil gets in your food, usually gets into stews and casseroles and gravies and dressing, cooked turkey and beef. I wonder what holiday's coming up. Again, it happens because it's food sitting there on steam tables or food left out at room temperature. So you have to close up the food. When it's turkey time, cover up the food. Don't let people mess it up. All right, botulism. We talk about botulism. If you see a can that's puffy, something doesn't smell right when you open up the can, it could be the gas. Don't mess around with it. Botulism spores comes from soil and water. They get into the foods. If it's not properly cooked or it gets in there because it was improperly canned or the foods weren't bottled correctly, it could get in there. It could be poisonous. Then you got Yersinia, which is also a nasty bacteria from feces of humans and animals, and it does really well in cool climates. So, again, you have to cook the hell out of it. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, just quickly, some reminders what to do with food. What could we do to fight our MRSA? And I love this idea of using raw honey. And I want to talk about this woman who went into a coma after, I think she's still alive, after dyeing her hair with some L'Oreal. All right, so we're going to be coming back. We still want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
And so stimulating is this medical talk show. Thank you all for tuning in. I am Dr. Dahlia Wax, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Lillian asks, Dr. Dahlia, when I go shopping, how long can food be unrefrigerated till I get home and put it in my refrigerator? And that's a great question. It all depends, very good question, it all depends on how cold it was. You know, here's the thing. You take the milk out when you're in the grocery store. Now, I was always taught by my mom, we get the milk last. We get the cheese and the milk last. We get everything else last. However, many of the stores that I have in my community, we kind of do a circle. And when you do a circle, you first go to the baked goods. Now, especially if I go in with my children, if I go to a store with my children, which I don't understand why I haven't learned my lesson with that, you never go shopping with your kids, but they go into the baked goods first. So in the store I go to, the baked goods is to the left. So we go to the baked goods, and then we see the deli. So we get something from the deli. Then we go around, we get the butter, and then we get the milk. Then you pass by the rices and the soups And then the fish section, and then the kids want to watch the lobsters, and they want to make fun of the crabs, and they make sounds. I don't know what they do. Then we go around, and we get to the vegetable section. That's when the fights start, and the kids start to scream, I don't want the vegetable. I don't want to eat that. I'll eat grapes. I'll eat grapes, but they have to be purple grapes. I wanted the green grapes. And, you know, so after I argue with them, then one of them pulls one of the fruits, and then all the fruit falls, you know, because like a pyramid. Then they blame each other. Then I have to wait for everybody to pick it up, right? Then one of them wants to try to push on the scale or break the scale. Now I start getting dirty looks by some of the people that work in the store. And then I go into the grocery cart line. Now I always pick the wrong one. I think I got the one that's going to be quicker. I always pick the wrong one. I have never picked the quicker grocery store line. So now I'm stuck. Then my kids try to, you know, start eating some of the food. And then I'm worried about shoplifting. And I'm like, you can't be doing that. I got to buy it first before you eat it. Then my mom calls and I talk to her. So I could very easily have my milk in my shopping cart for 25 minutes. And then that doesn't include the extra 10 or 15 minutes on the ride home. All right. I don't think they've actually come up with a number. You know, I think 30 minutes, you're really pushing it. You are really, really pushing it. Pushing it. So I'm pushing it. What's wrong with my grammar today? So my recommendation would be, you know, try to shorten that time as much as possible. I don't want to give you a time limit because I don't want you racing home and getting into an accident. Most accidents that happen, happen within a mile of your house. And I don't want you speeding home just because you're worried about the milk. Now, some people, if they have a long drive home, you have a cooler. You have a cooler, you have some ice, you can stick the milk in the cooler if you're really worried, and you know, you could do that. But for the most part, I think you're going to be fine. I mean, I think the food has to sit out, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to really start being a problem. But again, it's very easy for that time to add up. Just try to get your milk and your cold foods in latest. It's just most of the stores, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't. The ice cream seems to be on the way out. It seems to be up that one aisle, but we don't buy ice cream because we're all on diets in my house. All right, so great question, though. Great question. Okay, so, of course, you know, going back to foods and food contamination, and, you know, we're talking about Yersinia and botulism and perfringes. Perfringes, that is a great password, guys. Great internet password. Staphylococcus, Campylobacter, and Salmonella. All right, of course, before preparing the foods, you got to wash your hands. If you've got any pus, cover it up. Do not cough or sneeze onto the foods. When you have finished preparing the meat, poultry, and fish, wash all cutting boards, knives, plates, and other utensils. Here's my thing. I don't feel comfortable that I'm going to wash it well enough. See, I love the dishwasher because of the heat, and it gets those temperatures high. So I don't think I would ever reuse the cutting board because just in case I didn't wash it enough. You know, sometimes there's crevices because you cut with the knife. I mean, you should. It should be easy to wash a cutting board. But I would recommend you have a separate cutting board, one from your vegetables and one for your meats. Just don't mix the two. Of course, read the sell-by dates on all packaged foods. Do not buy items beyond those dates. You'd be surprised that some of those dates are just like a day away. All right. Also, you know, you got to check the temperature. I have felt milk that wasn't that cold. And I'll dig deep. Well, I'll unpack the milk to get the deepest one, the one in the back, and then I'll put that in my shopping cart, and then I'll put the other milks. And you know, if you think about it, those milks are sitting out of the refrigerator now for a good 10 minutes while I'm doing that. Of course, yelling at the kids, you know, putting the milk back. And then you could see somebody behind the refrigerator looking at me like, what the heck am I doing? You know, but I honestly, I want it as cold as possible because I still have a long drive to go. Do not prepare vegetables or other foods with utensils used to prepare meat or fish. We all know that. Of course, clean them all the time. I'd say use different utensils. All right. Cook meats, poultry, fish, and shellfish thoroughly at temperatures between 165. See, there's that 165 number. It's got to be at least 165. But they say cook it between 165 and 212 degrees. Yet, all right, if you guys are Thanksgiving your food here and you have your food out on trays, it needs to be kept to 140 degrees until it's served. So after you cook, you need to keep it at 140 degrees, all right? And then when you reheat the food, you cook it until it's hot. Don't forget to refrigerate your food properly. Refrigerator has to be colder than 40 degrees. Keep freezers below 0 degrees. Now, that comes from Chris Kilham, teaches ethnobotany at University of Massachusetts Amherst. Use him as your password. That's good. All right. Okay. So did we talk enough about food? No, we didn't. I want to talk about honey. Now, this is cool stuff. Okay. All right, you got raw honey, and then you got the honey that most of us eat. That clear honey that's really, really pretty and kind of thin has gone through ultra filtration and pasteurization, which is important because we don't want botulism and stuff. There's also, many processing treatments it goes through, so it doesn't seem to be as nutritious as raw. But raw honey, very, very interesting, all right? They found that raw honey can kill MRSA, that nasty staph. Now, raw honey seems to have a lot of antioxidants. Apparently, the darker the honey, it depends on the flowers from which the bees obtain their nectar and pollen and resin. So sometimes, you know, you'll have different colors in honey, but the darker the color, the healthiest, supposedly. More antioxidants. Also, it has high polyphenols, and polyphenols, antioxidant, lowers cholesterol, heart disease is great. If you want to sweeten something with honey. Again, be careful again with the raw, because I'm still a little nervous. They say the white ring of pollen on top of raw honey contains B vitamins, C vitamins, D, E, minerals, and antioxidants. So we're talking, when it's raw, there's a lot of good stuff on there, all right? Unfiltered honey contains a powerful substance called propolis, nicknamed bee penicillin, which actually oozes from the trees. Bees mix this resin with their saliva and create an antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal wallpaper that ensures disease cannot enter the hives. Now, they put some of the stuff on the MRSA-infected antibiotic-resistant wounds, and they found that the wounds became sterile and healed quickly. Everybody was pretty happy. And, you know, Manuka honey, people talk about Manuka honey all the time that they get from New Zealand, that they're using to kill E. coli and MRSA and antibacterial. So, again, I'm still a little nervous because I know there was a botulism scare, which is why we don't give honey to babies. But, you know, honey's supposed to help with digestion. It's supposed to be an energy source. It's sweet. It has a higher glycemic index, so it's better for diabetics. And it seems to help certain skin conditions, you know, eczema, psoriasis. They've even used it to mix with olive oil for that cradle cap that we use on the scalp, seborrheic keratosis. So, you know, it's interesting stuff. It's just, you know, what are they going to do to, you know, make sure it's, how do you give raw honey to people that's safe? But, you know, nature just fascinates me. It fascinates all of us. You know, look at how bees mix it with saliva to produce a resin that's antibacterial to save the hive. How do they know this stuff? How do they know to do this? I got to tell you, survival of the fittest. I'm religious, right? I believe in creationism. I believe the Bible. But I got to tell you, I also believe in survival of the fittest because some of these insects, they really know what to do. And I don't know how they learned it. All right, when we come back more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, why are people dying from hair dye? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails to drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, follow us on Facebook, and don't forget to sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. After all the holidays, you're going to start getting bored in the spring, and then the summer's going to come, and you're going to be like, no, what am I going to do next summer? Sign up for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. It's going to be great. All right, so this is some pretty frightening stuff. A mother out of England was left in a coma after using hair dye, and it was a L'Oreal. I didn't realize there's an apostrophe. I just called it L'Oreal, but it's not. It's L'Oreal. All right, she's used this before. From what I understand, it was a brunette type of coloring. She's dyed her hair regularly for several years, used a dark color L'Oreal Preferences product in question before, but apparently she must have had some sort of allergic reaction that has left her now into a coma. She's having some difficulty breathing and her heart had stopped. Now, they have her on a life support machine. She's only 38 years old. Now, I'm not sure what her status is right now, but, I mean, just really, really young. She has a couple kids, and you're going, okay, how could this happen? Now, there's a chemical called paraffinol. Oh, boy. Let me do this here. This is why they pay me the big bucks. Okay, here we go. Paraffinolenediamine, PPD. And it's present in 99% of all hair dyes, and they believe maybe she just had a bad reaction to it. Now, Tabitha McCourt was a 17-year-old who collapsed and died after she had colored her hair, and this was about a month ago. And, you know, people are like, okay, what's going on with this? I don't know. I don't know if this is a odd lot where there's a chemical that has a different consistency to it or a different chemical composition. We don't know. Now, they do say that PPD exposure, this compound, has been linked to bladder cancer, all right? I mean, it's colorless, it reacts with oxygen and ingredients in hair dye, such as hydrogen peroxide. You know, this is, really isn't anything new. You know, allergies are supposed to be really rare, 1 in 250,000, but again, why would it happen to somebody who didn't have a problem? Or anaphylaxis. Anaphylaxis is a type of allergic reaction you get that's really, really bad, really serious. And we always associate anaphylaxis to like a bee sting. Okay, you know, you get stung by a bee, you stop breathing, heart could stop beating, breathing, you could swell. That's anaphylaxis. And people will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't understand how that could happen to you if you've used a product before. Well, or if you've been in contact with the substance before. Well, that's exactly why anaphylaxis happens. You don't go into anaphylactic shock the first time you're stung by a bee. It doesn't happen the first time. It happens the second or the third or the 17th. Okay? Because what happens is you get exposed to the antigen, we call it. We call it an antigen in immunology. And the antigen could be either from the bee sting or it could be an antibiotic. It could be a chemical. And when it's new to the body, the body's like, well, huh, what's this? So then it learns, and it learns the chemical, and then it decides to, you know, come up with the antibody. And the antibody is supposed to kind of be the lock and key mechanism. It's supposed to be the lock to the antigen's key. So it could stop it, hold on to it, and kind of like a Pac-Man type of thing, and prevent it from doing harm. So it takes you a while to build these up. That's why you have IgM antibodies and IgG antibodies. IgM antibodies are the first ones on the case. They learn, then they seem to go away, and then IgG are the antibodies that you have for life. So sometimes it can take about 30 days. So when you get stung by a bee the first time, no, you don't have the antibodies. Yet if you get stung two or three times later, now you get this huge immunological response, and sometimes it's uncontrollable. And if you can't control this immunological response, you'll stop breathing. Because what it's trying to do is prevent any more antigen from coming in. That's why you start to wheeze. That's why you start to swell. But sometimes this immunological response takes over that you can't breathe and it can kill you, which is why we give you steroids. Or we give IVIG to block the antibodies. So maybe what happened is she's been exposed to this dye so many times that she built up antibodies to this one chemical. Now, I know many of us dye our hair. Okay, I know I pretend to be a blonde, but I'm not. I dye and I bleach with the best of them. And this makes us all nervous. Even men. Men highlight their hair and, you know, do some things to their hair. Maybe not as much as they did in the 90s, but still, you know, men, you know, use the, you know, make the gray go away type of products. Honestly, guys, gray is sexy. Gray is sexy. I just saw the movie Tower Heist, right? Ben Stiller. I have never thought to be a handsome guy. But maybe now that he's getting a little gray, he actually looked pretty handsome in the movie. Okay, gray is sexy. Keep it. Don't try to cover it up. But this is what I recommend to any of us that dye our hair. Try to have a sample go on our arm first. While you're talking to the hairdresser or while you're doing it at home, put a sample of the dye, even if it's the same dye you've used year after year, month after month, week after week. All right, put it on your arm and see how it goes. But this is just frightening how healthy people are just dyeing their hair and then they completely go into a coma or die. This is absolutely crazy. I can't explain it. And they're saying it's anaphylactic shock. But are you kidding me? People have been dyeing their hair for years. All right. So what's going on here? In medical news, they've come up with a brain cancer vaccine that looks like it's showing some really positive results and prolonged survival in people that have glioblastoma, type of glioblastoma. Now, I need to apologize. The article I have here is from Medical News Today. And Medical News Today, for me, it's very difficult to get through, okay? There's a lot of big words, and I don't like big words because I can't pronounce them on air. So here we go. All right, this is what I'm making the big bucks for, even though I'm really not making big bucks. But if I mess this up, I'm going to get fired. All right, so Celadex Therapeutics announced today its immunotherapeutic vaccine called Rindopepamut showed positive results of prolonging survival in patients with newly diagnosed EGFR-8-positive glioblastoma. Whew. All right, see, not bad. It's one of the most aggressive forms of brain cancers. One of our friends actually died of this. 65 patients in 31 locations were chosen. All right, and then I'm trying to read through this. It targets the rindopepamut. Okay, that's the vaccine. Targets the tumor-specific molecule epidermal growth factor, receptor variant 8, EGFR8. They've really got to come up with something easier. This is not a very exciting story. EGFR8 is a mutated form of the... Okay, anyway, all right, fine. All right, they're working on a vaccine. Okay, oh, I got to tell you, it's tough, man. This is radio. I got to keep it interesting. All right, well, good for them. Boring story, but good for them. Now, a story we've been following. There's a gentleman out of Las Vegas, Nevada, who has been walking around with a 100-pound scrotum. We talked about him. Very sad case where he has elephantitis of the scrotum. They don't think it's cancer, but he hasn't had an operation. He's having very difficulty urinating, difficulty obviously dressing, difficulty walking, can't have sex. Apparently the penis is so buried so deep into his scrotal tissue that he can't direct his urination. And so when the Las Vegas Review-Journal had started to report on the story, luckily, this gentleman got tons of emails, tons of requests. Doctors said to do the surgery for free. People have been throwing donations, and he's denying getting it done. I mean, Howard Stern got involved, Dr. Oz got involved, but he is denying any surgery. He's denying any care. Now, I've gotten emails from people going, I don't understand. Why would he do this? Right. First, he said he doesn't have money. Now he's, you know, being offered money. He's being offered free surgery and he won't do it. Well, he claims he is paralyzed by fear. He says he's worried that with his other medical problems, something could go wrong. You know, I mean, now a lot of us women were like, oh, come on, go under the knife. But a lot of you men are probably like, uh-uh, no knife is going near my scrotum, even if it's 100 pounds. Now, as a doctor, of course, I would urge him having some sort of procedure done or some sort of treatment because he's walking around with a 100-pound scrotum. He can barely walk. You know, he has high blood pressure. He has asthma. You know, something has to be done. But this highlights the fact that things aren't cut and dry. People are afraid of getting surgery. People are afraid of getting treatments. They're afraid of going to the doctor. Maybe that's why there's all these very severe medical illnesses. You know, if he wasn't afraid, maybe he would have come in when there was only a 5-pound testicle. Well, I wish him luck, and I hope he overcomes his fear. All right, guys, great show. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, stay tuned for more Dr. Dahlia.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.